it's time for a sit-down, a chit-chat, an informal roundabout with the editor-in-chief of Reason.com and Reason.tv, Nick Gillespie, or as he's known on the streets here at DC, Nicky Snaps, and Matt Welch, who happens to be the editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, which sounds so much more legitimate.
I know, we get a lot of that.
It's lasted longer.
So let's start with a piece that you wrote about the most ridiculous law I've seen in a long time, mostly because it directly affects me, because there's nothing I enjoy more than balls on the beach. But now that it's officially banned, what happened in LA County?
The County Board of Supervisors passed an ordinance, or they revised an ordinance, making it illegal to dig a hole, a trench, a moat to your sandcastle, dig deeper than 18 inches, and to play frisbee on the beach unless it's between certain months of the year.
These laws were written because they mistook Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello for Mexicans or something?
Possibly. No, there was an actual quote from a county board of supervisors. They're all aggrieved, but the spokeswoman said, well, listen, you know, you don't want to be on the beach when a spontaneous game of football breaks out.
No, I actually do. I do. I would like to watch that, and I would like to be a part of it. That's actually very enjoyable.
It's kind of, I mean, for me, it's the whole point of California was to goof off at the beach.
Throw a frisbee?
Maybe throw a frisbee once in a while.
No dogs, there's no driving, there's no bonfires. Like, anything fun you could do at the beach is illegal.
You can't even build a bonfire at night except if you go down to Orange County, the OC.
It's ridiculous. So, Nick, when I think of you, I think gay marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And so much...
You know, when I think of me, I think of gay divorce.
I won't tell Frederick you said that. So let's discuss some of the gay marriage laws in various states. Where are we in the state of this gay union?
There's, you know, Washington State just passed a legislative law that the governor signed into law making gay marriage legal. It's the seventh jurisdiction. Six states and Washington, D.C. allow gay marriage. When you look at long-held social institutions and social prejudices, when they are actually examined and you're asked to justify them, more often than not, that crumbles away. It happened with gays in the military. It happened with racial segregation.
It happened with interracial marriage in Loving versus Virginia in 1967. Like, suddenly everyone woke up and said, you know, if we have to justify this on paper, it looks really, really bad.
Is it a states' rights issue versus gay marriage?
I don't think so, in the sense that the people who say this is something that should be decided at the state level, they don't say that about heterosexual marriage.
At some level, everyone is a hypocrite when it comes to federalism.
Yes.
There is a strong, you know, inclination and a smart one to say, let's hash a lot of this stuff out at the local level. Let's not come up with a federal solution. That's fine. But then you have the same politicians who will say that in one breath will then pass the Defense of Marriage Act in 1996.
I think when I think of cultural libertarianism, one of the things I think of is the war on drugs, you know, which is still, they still beat the war drums in the social conservative movement, but it's so incredibly dangerous. I mean, as Mexico devolves into civil war, we realize that war has failed.
The war on drugs in America is a war on marijuana. Marijuana is the only widely used illegal drug. And most of law enforcement, power and resources goes to marijuana prohibition.
So where are we with states legalizing marijuana?
There's a couple of states that are going to have it on ballot initiatives in November 2012. Colorado is definitely going to do it. And it's looking very good that Colorado will be the first state to actually legalize the production and sale and distribution and use of marijuana. This sets up a huge, fight between the federal government and state governments. Who gets to preempt? The courts have been totally clear. The Supreme Court is totally no federal preemption takes, precedent.
It's going to make me sad that Ron Paul is not the Republican nominee, probably more than anything else for that question. What would happen if there was a Republican who wants to legalize heroin running against Barack Obama, who's cracking down on the war on drugs worse than George W. Bush?
Yeah.
In a year where there's full legalization on the ballots in places like Colorado and Washington.
Have we ever seen such a cultural juxtaposition in presidential politics?
No, and this is, the sad thing about the drug war, even more than, the presidential elections come and go, but I mean, the drug war is at Vietnam 1973, and, remind people of what John Kerry said, who wants to be the last person to die for a mistake. It's like, from now until the end of the drug war, which could be, a year from now, it could be 10 years from now, but it's definitely coming.
Yeah.
Who are we going to sacrifice to fight, a rearguard action in a losing war? Because that's where we're at.
If you want to check into any of these issues, go to Reason.com, whether it's cultural libertarianism, gay marriage, or tossing a frisbee and getting a $1,000 fine. Everything we've talked about, you will find links there. Nick Gillespie, Matt Welch, awesomeness. Thank you.